Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon to all. Thanks for waiting. Please, you're very welcome to the Teleblast teleconference about the relevant fact, which has been launched by the company yesterday on the 24th. We would like to let you all know that you will only be listening to this teleconference. Afterwards, we'll have the questions and answers session when more instructions will be given. Should you need any assistance during the conference, please ask for help from the operator by dialing star O two. Right now, I would like to pass on the mic to the president, Mr. Rui Fleckschneider. Good afternoon, Mr. Rui. Could you please take the floor?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen listening to this teleconference. As the president of the council from Eletrobras, I would like first to say that I'm very happy to talk to you all. It's natural that the contents of a relevant fact, such as the one that has been broadcast yesterday on the 24th of January, has incited many different interpretations. Most of all, it was surprising. As it always happens in these situations, there's a tendency for people to take conclusions. There are early conclusions. Ladies and gentlemen, what I would like to say to start is that we need to avoid what Elsa de Queiroz would call quick judgments. Let's avoid reaching conclusions, early conclusions based on fast judgments. The president, Wilson Ferreira Jr., has a cast of contributions that have been very important for Eletrobras, and furthermore, for the electrical system in Brazil and also for the Brazilian society. For almost 5 years, President Wilson has been very competent, and he has been restless and totally dedicated to Eletrobras, and he's truly identified with the objectives of the company, with the sanitation of the company, and bringing it to where it is today. First of all, I would like to make it clear that the administrative council, and I believe, of course, by extension, everyone who is consciously observing, dedicated analysts of the Brazilian reality concerning electricity, they will know that this is confirmed. Mr. Wilson Ferreira Jr. has had many achievements that have been essential for the improving the health of the company and bringing to where it is today. What happens is that there are needs of, you know, personal kinds and observations and things that have to be respected. Because of that, our companion, Wilson Ferreira Jr., has handed in his resignation because he has faced personal situations that he needs to attend to. It's important for me to mention to you all that Dr. Wilson stays as a member of the administrative council of Eletrobras. Eletrobras now is initiating with the leadership of this administrative council, Eletrobras is starting a process of identification, selection, analysis of potentials to substitute candidates that will come and follow up on the trajectory that has been very important that engineer Wilson Ferreira Jr. has had so far. It's also important to mention that this council has decided to count on the accessory with the acting of a specific company that will subside the council with those information that are essential for a decision of this nature. Ladies and gentlemen, it's important to notice that our Eletrobras is coming from a process of raising that has been very well conducted by President Wilson. It faces future challenges, not only to continue, but also to reach new heights. And this is very well registered within our development plan. I invite all of you to get to know this plan because this is our reference, our essential reference. The Administrative Council unanimously has approved this development plan, and it is truly committed, strongly committed to its implementing. So this is the affirmation that is most important, most clear, the firmest that can be made as continuity of procedures, of continuity of efforts. Ladies and gentlemen, it is truly a shame that President Wilson has been led to this decision due to personal reasons, but he will continue with us as a member of the Administrative Council. And we, councillors, will continue to follow up on the successful trajectory of our company that is already the main company of commercialization and generation and transmission of electricity in South America, and they're going to reach the position of being one of the main companies in the world, also incorporating other factors such as sustainability, as the environment, and governance. Therefore, what we are following, what the Ministry of Mines and Energy has been affirming time and time again, the commitment is to make Eletrobras stronger, more efficient, and more competitive. So we will be dealing with this, we'll be fomenting this, the electricity sector, the energy sector. We are going to bring more income, more jobs, and we'll also be contributing with the well-being of the Brazilian society. The rest of it, we don't need. And with that, I finish my speech, and I will pass on the word to President Wilson Ferreira Jr. But please always keep that in mind. There is a continuity that is continuous, that is ongoing, and it reflects on the adhesion of our business development plan. Now, we'll pass on the word to Mr. Wilson Ferreira Jr., the president of Eletrobras. Thank you all. Good afternoon. I'm very happy to be with all of you, and thank you all. Well, I would like to thank the generosity of our council, Mr. Schneider, and he mentioned all the actions that we've been able to do with Petrobras. I also need you to remember that I started in 2016, and Eletrobras are facing its hardest crisis. It had losses of 30 billion reais at the time, and after a lot of losses that we've had, and after that we started generating better actions, and we started improving. Of course, this was a time of a scenario of crisis, and at the time, I was invited by the company to join to initiate the journey of recovery for Petrobras. So I'd like to mention that it was a hard time for the company at the time, and there were so many losses, and the company has shrunk. But since then, we had delays in many sites, construction sites, improvements, and also it had all its bigger construction sites, Mauatres, everything was compromised, which left Samoa and all the main ones, and all of them had problems. And we had more than 110 sites that had delays. And there was a lot of difficulty at that time for the company. A particularity that you may remember relating, for example, to all the problems, specific problems that we had. It was a bad time for international transactions, and we had the company in not making as much profit as it should. And when we talk about our assets, it was tough. We had a company also that was well recognized internationally. We had 57% of generation of energy, and the tariffs had been established by the government. But internationally, at the time, just because of this effect, we were losing millions, more than 2 million reais a year. And with the guidance, the support of our council, and culturally, we had the biggest recovery plan of a state company since then. I remember it was July, and the end of July, and after that we announced privatizations of 7 distributors of the group, which were some of the biggest ones at the time. And right after that, in the next 3 months, we went further with the privatization. And we had problems, of course, because this wasn't very common, but we insisted on that. And we finished the year with a much better position that we had when I joined. You know, all the operational sites, we implemented more recovery systems, the implementing of services and programs to, you know, make people, help people to retire. So we were able to allocate our number from and to decrease our employees from 26,000 to about 12,000, which was very essential. We had an improvement of governance in our company. And this, of course, is because of all the great work that people have done. We have improved. We have had better people working and people believing in governance. It was difficult, of course, to select the right people, of course, to be part of the company. But we were able to find those people and heal the company, having recognized professionals in their activities. And our company is very professional nowadays. And we use the best procedures, and we work very hard on selecting all the management level in the company. We hired an independent commission to work with things such as Lava Jato, the inquiries, the car wash case, and we had a closing of transactions with many millions of dollars. We concluded many processes that were pending, and we were able to improve the company.
I would like to mention that with all these operational improvements and making the company smaller by making the some distributors privatized, what we did, for example, in São Paulo and some cities, and the companies that we put together, and we used to have $30 billion of profit, and the assets of the company, we were able to float in the market. We, you know, to try to improve our share prices for our shareholders. And we were then able to pay dividends. We started a recovery process for the market, making our shareholders much happier. Few companies can really, you know, turn things around as we've done. And more recently, talking about legacy from the company, we were also able to develop and launch our strategic development plan. And we have had this energy improvement plan for the development plan for the next 5 years. And I'm sure that this was such an improvement that it made such a difference. And we gave so much support to the company, and we were able to reach where we are now, that I'm able to share with you good news. Of course, things take time, but people are thinking, oh, just because the president will be leaving, of course, I am working with all the right authorities, so things are going to continue going well. There will still be the dedication, my dedication, and all the leaderships of the company. And, of course, we have such a great management team, the council team, so this will always continue. The improvement of the company is because of a group of things that happened and that allowed us to overcome the problems we had. The company as a whole, in all its processes, when you remember where the company was and where it is today, thinking about all the financial points and how much the company has leveraged, of course, it still has many important challenges, but within the context that we are working on, we already, in 2017, we already started seeing improvements. And now we see a reflect of all the companies, of course, that work with energy. And there was an increase in all the tariffs. There was more than what we would have liked, but it was necessary. And they were about three times what the inflation was. But for us to reach this, we need to have new improvement. We need to generate more energy and do everything that we can. And of course, we had a lot of recognition from many companies, and people think about Eletrobras and how far we've come. So of course, we have to keep in mind this idea that we are making things better for the Brazilian society as a whole through Eletrobras. And people are working together with us. We are working with the Chamber of Deputies, with the Congress to improve. So we are addressing the company. And when we talk about privatization, of course,
We are getting new contracts, and we are now having this company that is actually reestablishing itself. The values of this new contract that we have are very good, and this will increase. It's more than 20 million reais, and we have better assets, and now we understand the possibility of, and we are working with this with the government, with the participation of the government, and they are characterizing us and working with us as if we were a private company with a lot of will to keep growing and follow up on the growth of Brazil as a whole. We are working together. We have parity for this company, and there are many other companies such as LP, NG, NL, for example. These are corporations that initially weren't privatized, but then they also started improving the same way we did. But Eletrobras is doing great. And this is, of course, you know, people ask me to justify all my decisions, and it was for this, to improve the company, for everything to grow. And we've all taken the best decisions with the council, always working together. And my intention was always to make the company grow and everything that's related to the improvement of the company as a whole. Of course, all these processes, we've had the opportunity throughout the transition of the company working with the government. What I can say, this did at the end of last year, I asked about the conditions, how we could keep on working, and we made things very clear. And when we talked about the future, we said that the government said that they would always try to make it viable and that they would help us to work and privatize our company. So we've taken it to the Chamber of Deputies and the Congress, and our process is moving forward, and it's been good. But of course, the pandemic was a problem for everybody, and it had this process that was already moving forward to move a little bit slower and making things not so available. But we were able, even though there was the pandemic, of course, we were still able to keep improving and moving forward with the decisions. And even though we have this commitment from the executive and things that our minister has said, and they all talk about our processes, and of course, you know, the investment perspective, but also I've been working together, and we've been followed up by Paulo Guedes, all the secretaries, Pereira, from the Mines and Energy Ministry, and we can see that our process has a great perception. And I, at the beginning of the year, I made this decision that was announced of leaving. Of course, I thought a lot about this, and we made our decision. I made my decision, and but still, you know, I want to make things viable with the minister, so I'm still waiting for the manifestation of the results of the process that we are waiting on. But I continue working in the administrative council. The reason why I've been working with this process, and I'm part of the federal government, of course, and the company is always improving, and we've been thinking about everything that is done for the last 5 years. I've been working full on, and I will, of course, move on in my career, but I won't stop being connected to Petrobras. It's been amazing to have been the president of such an exceptional company. It's the biggest energy generation company, one of the five biggest ones for sustainable energy. So much, about 80% of our energy is clean. So this is a competitive advantage, and all these processes. We have this commitment for sustainability, which for Petrobras has always been exceptionally important, and we will continue, of course, to be committed to that. We have, of course, we want to conclude the site of Angra 3. We also have a challenge for Santa Cruz project, but thankfully things are moving forward. We always want more innovation in the company, mobility, of course. With the pandemic, the mobility side was a little bit tougher to continue, but it is something that we will continue working with. And for me, as president, and all the things that we've done for all the maintenance and continuance of the company, of course, I am very happy, and it's a pleasure to continue working with this company. I always say that a proof of trust in the company is that you have shares of the company. And I believe in this company. And of course, I have shares of the company. I bought shares throughout my work. And of course, I will keep on investing because I believe in Eletrobras. It's a proof of trust. You know, it's a proof that I trust this company. I believe this company. I always say that in such an amazing company, it's always a great investment. So, of course, you know, thinking about this company, all the operations, all the things that have been done, even throughout the pandemic, that's been a tough time, but we've had, apart from the pandemic, we've had availability, accountability, everything has been done very serious. So I'm very happy to know that this company is professional, is prepared, is motivated, there's a meritocracy implemented there, and this company will keep on overcoming everything. And I am so happy to be a part of the council. And for me, it's very important personally to have this company, be part of this company and keep on making it what we want it to be, what we believe it can be. And now, of course, that it's more privatized and all the things that have been done, I believe, I feel that I have accomplished what I wanted to accomplish, that I've been very, very happy, and things have gone so well, and that there are great perspectives for the future. I am, of course, committed with all the company balance sheets that will be released soon.
And of course, we continue with all the necessary dynamics. And we will keep this business growing and improving. And of course, as a member of the council, which I already was, I will keep on dedicating myself to the company. So I would like to thank everybody in the company, everybody, that all the support that I got, emails, WhatsApp, all the love that I've received from everyone, from so many great professionals, analysts, investors. So it's been so good. I felt so happy with this, with everything that I got from everyone. And I have so much respect for all of you, and that also are committed to the future of the company, just as I am. And for us, of course, I will stay in the administrative council, and I'm very happy about that. I want to thank all of you within the company, the executive directors, all the professionals, everyone. It's been a wonderful experience. All my colleagues within our company, also, of course, presidents of other companies that work with us, our partners, and of course, the in-house professionals that I mentioned. You know, they turned everything around, the results around. So this was because of your motivation, your hard work, and I'm so happy to be a pilot. To thank you all. I'd like to mention to you about all the things that we've already been doing. As you know, I've always been transparent, and I shared all the understanding, you know, of this decision, and I wanted you to know. Of course, all the companies that are affiliated to us, I wanted to make things very clear of what was happening. And I wanted you to all understand the criteria. And as I said, we will always continue working together to improve this company. I would like to thank you all for this teleconference and for your time. It's been so great. And thank you so much for your time. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll now have a Q&A session. To ask your question, please dial *9 on your phone. The first question will be from Mr. Francisco Navarrete from Bradesco Bank. Please, Mr. Navarrete, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Wilson. First of all, everybody who's in the call wants to thank you, Mr. Wilson, for all the time that you've dedicated, 5 years of your life to Eletrobras. And I speak for many people. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done, everything you put into the company. You've put not just work time, but also your heart. My question, Wilson, very pragmatically, there are things that have been improved in the company. You talked about quite a few of them. Some of them are clearly reversible, such as the sales of the distributors of Eletrobras. This could be, you know, of course, some of them can't be reversed, but some things are not sure. How will the Congress works after, how will they vote on the project of all the projects involved with Eletrobras? I hope things will keep moving forward. I am hopeful, but it's hard to say. So in this context, my question is, imagining a scenario where, let's say, this project doesn't move on, Eletrobras, what changes that have been implemented by you and the administration, which I know they are very competent, can be permanent, said as permanent, and which ones aren't? First, I would like to thank you for your testimony. Thank you so much for everything you said. But, as I said, I want to reinforce some things to assure you that Eletrobras is a priority for the federal government and, of course, the Ministry of Mines and Energy. This is very important. When we say that it's a personal evaluation, it's because it will, in the sense that will make things move faster. Of course, these are declarations that have been made and that have been noted. Of course, the priority that we have for the federal government is to keep things improving. But I need to mention, you know, to our investors. If I didn't believe in the company and the improvement for investors, I wouldn't invest in the company myself. What has changed so far? The company has renegotiated a huge part of the debts that it had. We had a great negotiation with banks, debts that we've passed on. All of them, they have been done the best possible way to make the company more disciplined financially. Because everything in our company has been done to ensure that the company is financially secure and it's a company where people want to invest. You know, so we're talking about $5 billion a year. It's still a company with a huge amount of investors with the CAPEX. There are huge investments. And when we think about this criteria, people are believing in this company. It's very adequate and it's great. It's been done for people to approve. And we are also thinking about the financial discipline that we need always. This is the first thing, to keep that moving. As we want to recognize how Pazuello is really believing in the company, there has been so much harmony, and we are taking care of the company. And when you think about legislation 393 that would stop any kind of openings, but we have now more than 90,000 shareholders. It's a very important manifestation of a company that really works within multi-markets. I really don't have any worry about the future of the company. I believe that the regulations, the governance, everything has been improved. Also, you know, there has been audits and everything has been really good. We need
of course, to keep moving with our strategic plan. And the company still has quite a bit to evolve, but we have a commitment to that, of course. But the company has been very precise and very committed to improvement. So I think that the company has a brilliant future ahead of it. Of course, it can be more competitive, grow more, but this is our plan, you know. Of course, it needs more. The company needs to be able to operate with even more resources, but that will give us more competitiveness. But that's something that we are already aiming at. And the company has so much, it's in so much better shape than it was before. So I am very confident. I truly believe in this company. It's a company that has more than, when you think about Itaipu and so on, we have 80% of improvement, the regulation, and we had so much more. We have a huge capacity to continue for things to be, and the company to always be, a huge investment of 4 or 5 billion in profit. That's what they're aiming for. Few companies in Brazil have as huge a capacity as our company has. And of course, it's a priority for the federal government. And we are all working together because we are very sure of the demand that there is and what our company can achieve. And I'm very, very proud of that. And I believe that Eletrobras will keep on growing and keep on improving and will keep things moving on. We are prioritizing the right projects and this will continue. Thank you. Thank you, Wilson. Okay. The next question will be from Mr. Matheus Navi, from Navi. Mr. Matheus, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thanks for your dedication, your work. You're very well recognized. We all recognize the value that you've done, you've brought to this company. My question is, first, I want to understand, how will the subsidiary council be? What will happen? Will you still be also a counselor for those subsidiaries? Or will you not be so much involved in the subsidiaries? Also, the production period, do you know until when you are going to stay, and then in this new date, there will be a new CEO, or will there be a company in the meantime dealing with this? So I'm just wondering, you know, about the particularities of Eletrobras. And basically, I want to understand how this transference of knowledge and the continuity until your successor can join the company. Thank you, Matheus. In principle, of course, our commitment is for us is that I can stay in the company, I preside more than one council until we close our 2020 balance sheet. So the beginning of March is the initial plan.
and I will continue in the Council of the Subsidiaries until then, closing off this balance of all the companies. And after that, I hope that, of course, the Administrative Council, we've been discussing this, specializing, but I hope that we can select within internal professionals that are qualified for leadership, and hopefully they can be attracted to this position, and the Administrative Council will then make a choice. And I want to tell you, of course, that from now till then, it's enough time for this to happen. And I will continue, of course. And the commission will be dedicated to that. I will still be in the Administrative Council for Petrobras, of course, with Petrobras. I will make you all feel sure that my commitment is continuous to the company. I believe in this company. And, of course, I will still be sharing all the priorities and everything that I need to do. This has to be done in a harmonious form. And my commitment to the company, of course, is that we can have the right succession, hopefully right after I leave. But hopefully by then we already have the right successor. Thank you. Okay, the next question will be from Marcelo Sato from Itaú. Good afternoon, Marcelo. Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to congratulate you for everything you've achieved. It truly has been great. And I would like to understand the difficulty level that this project that's going to Congress for me to understand the government, the secretaries involved that are making it happen, and all the issues that have been happening in Congress. I remember that at the end of last year, the agreement was being drawn for negotiations to restart when they went back to chamber. And I think that actually one of the selected projects was dealing with all the senators. They were happy with advancing. But I think that now, looking at the difficulties we have, where are your biggest challenges? Is it in the Chamber of Deputies, in the Senate? Where are the difficulties for really to keep the projects moving? So just for us to understand the discussions that have passing on all the projects that are going through the government, and what are the difficulties? Well, the difficulties that we had last year, of course, there were a manifest in Senate. We had, of course, this reference, and everything is moving on the tramites that it needs to move on. First the Chamber of Deputies, then the Senate, as you know. We had already had many interactions with the chamber, talking about we had progress and kept us moving forward. And then we felt that there were manifestations and some issues in the Senate, especially from the northern part. And we saw these issues, and we tried to interact with the senators to keep things moving forward, for them to, of course, trust in this project. I think all the important negotiations throughout the way, the government of evaluating the creation, that you mentioned of with the leveling, and also talking, for example, about, like you mentioned, about Amazonia, the Amazon, and all the issues, and sharing flexibility in the Northeast region, and so on. This, of course, has been a little bit difficult within the Senate. But the government, of course, what they want is how the process moves forward. So, although things are moving forward, it's natural that sometimes there is a change in priorities within the Senate, and then the National Congress will try to mitigate a big part of this process. Of course, we expected, we knew, things would have a certain delay in the Senate. Because there is always a little bit of issue when we talk about privatizing. But they are dealing with these disciplines. And, there were, when we saw these difficulties, we tried to deal with this, and things are moving, and they are, we're asking them to change the level of priority. And of course, we will keep on pushing for things to happen, telling about the importance of our projects, and that we need the priority for this challenge to be addressed. And I think this project will move forward quickly. The company is ready. Once the Congress and the Senate approves everything, then we are ready to continue all our projects. And clearly, this is an issue that we'll keep on dealing with. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. The next question will be from Pedro Manfredini. Pedro, good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone, Mr. Wilson. Just to reinforce what my colleagues have already said, your work at Eletrobras has been amazing. And what was very clear, and I always remember the privatizing of the distributor, all the events that there were with the unions, and I think you had so many things that you proved, and you did such a wonderful job. So I hope in the future we will still cross paths. So what kind of profile and what message would you leave to the person that will be a successor? Could you give maybe some tips of some counsel or some advice to these people that will succeed you? What would be your advice? Thank you very much for your words. When we think about privatization, it's something, of course, we had so many actions, and I devoted myself for things to happen. And I really believed in this process. When somebody is joining a company, a big company like this, and you have a job like the one I have and my successor will have, you really have to believe in, and you're in it, and you have to have knowledge, you have to understand all parts of this job. And something that I want to mention here, you know, is that people have to support whoever is the CEO. And the message that I would like to tell you about, I think the profile would have to be somebody, of course, who understands about energy, somebody that has this capacity of understanding the business. And as part of this process of modernization and improvement, have an understanding of this. The person who has a capacity of governance, this is very important, because we need, our operation needs governance. In, you know, by participating with many, our biggest companies, and working with all the CEOs of these companies, the governance was essential. We have to, also you have to understand the politics. I always said this, and I want to share this with you. Eletrobras is called the Eletrobras system. And for you to understand, we always, when I started at the company, I wanted to create a connection, and for people to understand that our companies were working together, and that there was a collaboration and competitiveness with other companies outside, of course, so we were all working together. So the main message is that the person that is needs to be capable to maintain this articulation, this collective articulation, that keeping the group together. This is the main message, I believe. And of course, as a person, of course, thinking about personally, people need to be, have, you know, to persevere. People need to follow up and have hope. I believe that you need to have hope and also to persevere on that. People, it's necessary to really be able to understand, to connect all these companies, make all the companies within our system work together. This is necessary. And to persevere is essential. And just reminding you, we were a group with 17 units, and we were able to get all these companies, to gather them, and we simplified the structure now with a lot of governance. We structured, we improved this governance. And we need a leadership that will continue this work of connecting all these companies and keep moving forward with that. That was amazing. Thank you. And once again, I wish you a lot of success. Thank you very much. Great. From now on, we close off the Q&A session. I will then pass on the word to Mr. Wilson Ferreira Jr. for his final considerations. Please, Mr. Wilson, continue. Once again, thank you very much to each one of you for being here in this call. I would like, of course, again, to reaffirm that I believe and I trust the future of Eletrobras. Also, my commitment to the company. And I believe in this, and I will continue commitment to the company. I will always have this commitment. And I will be committed, of course, as to my successor. And within the company, and keep on developing it. And it's been great to share with you how sure I am about the future of this company. I'm very, very happy. I've been very happy at this company. It's been a huge challenge, of course. I felt almost like I was leading, you know, let's say the main team of the electricity, comparing it to football, you know, the main team, not the second league or anything like that. And I feel so great to have been able to work with Eletrobras and being able to make it improve. And thank you so much for your time and the trust. Right now, the teleconference of Eletrobras is finished. I'd like to thank you all for your participation, and I hope you all have a great afternoon.